application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off now or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1889, Robert A. Marshall.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7.57 acres more or less, lying west of Route 274, also known as Old Landing Road, 1,150 feet north of Arnell Road. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We have received a couple of comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation. They provided comments in the form of a support facilities report on May 17th of 2010. And that report advises us that the traffic impact study is not recommended. The current level of service C of Old Landing Road could change to a level of service D. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided comments in the form of memorandums, one received on April 25th, 2011, and a second received today on April 28th, 2011. And that latest memorandum advises that since the conditional use is for existing use conformance, the County Engineering Department has no objection to the proposed conditional use. We also received two letters in support, one being from Patricia A. Dickinson and the other being from Richard J. Morgante and Edward F. McHale. And, gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Crouch.
Good evening. For the record, Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Fredell, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. Tonight I'm here on behalf of our client, Robert Marshall, for a conditional use.
Excuse me, Mr. Crouch, we all know this, but we need you to put on the record what your professional qualifications are.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I am a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware.
All right, sir. Thank you.
This evening we're here on behalf of our client, Mr. Robert Marshall, who's here with me this evening for a conditional use of an area that's of a bigger parcel that's included in the golf course. The project is located at the end, pretty much at the end of Old Landing Road, and it's actually 7.56 acres that's actually located on the golf course itself. And I have an aerial to my left and to your right showing this area, which is basically on the left-hand side.
There's anyone in the group that has an interest in this application, feel free to get up and take a look at this. It's very hard to see from where you're sitting, so feel free if anyone would like to just get up, take a look. We just ask that you do it quietly. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Which is located on the left-hand side, just to get oriented where the golf course is, or where the area is in reference to the golf course. So tonight we're here in consideration of a conditional use for a full-service landscape business, which there again is located in part of the Old Landing Golf Course. Mr. Marshall is the current owner of the property. The property's been in his family since the mid to late 1800s. He's definitely been around, and the property's definitely been in his family for quite some time. The current zoning for the property is AR, and we are here considering a conditional use for this business. There are two existing buildings that are on the site, and the applicants own a landscape company, which has been doing landscaping for about 7 years. I got Mr. Scott Anderson here too, which is Robert's partner. And in Bay Creek Landscaping. It all started with just, using machinery when they maintained a golf course and ended up building into a landscape company. And they've actually been doing it for around 7 years now. It was brought to their attention that they need to basically do a conditional use to come in compliance with the Sussex County Code. So this application is not necessarily for any proposed buildings and or parking areas, drives, or anything. I mean, what's out there is what's stand and exist. There is a existing building that they use for maintenance, which is located right here. And that building does have sewer, and that's the reason why the county did revise a memo today. I did talk to Mr. Rob Davis, and he wasn't aware that they did have sewer, and they do have sewer, and he checked their records. They paid their impact fees, and everybody's happy. And then the pole building, which was just built in December of 2009, there again, that was just for more storage of their equipment. And you can see where we have on your site plan, but it makes it a little bit easier for the aerial, which is, there are areas where they're parking their vehicles, and then the employee parking is basically right around the maintenance building itself. They currently have 8 employees, and it's a full-service landscape company, which basically cuts grass, does landscaping, irrigation, and et cetera. And they're here this evening just to, there again, continue their operations and to continue your landscape business. And based on the letter from DLDOT not requiring a TIS, no additional buildings, the entrances are not changing, using the same access points, the letters of support, which are in the file, and also a letter of no objection from Sussex County Engineering requests that the Planning Commission looks favorable for a recommendation to be passed along to County Council. So I'm here to answer any questions the property owner and also both of the partners are here as well, Mr. Roberts and Marshall and also Scott Andrews. That concludes my presentation.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Croucher, is this currently being used for the golf course also, or just for the landscaping business?
It's just for landscaping. They do, their landscaping business also takes care of the golf course too. So, you know, they do have some of the equipment that runs the golf course that's actually stored in this building right here. So.
In the pole building. Okay. So what you're asking for is just is a continuation of the existing business that's there that kind of became an offshoot from the golf course.
Yes, sir. That is correct. No additional buildings, no additional driveways, aisles, or parking or whatever, just what's out there today.
And where's the equipment serviced? Inside, outside, or where?
Inside.
Inside.
Yes.
So there should be little noise or disturbance to the adjoining neighbors?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And yeah, there again, you can see, that's how come I put this on the area, but you can see the pretty, you know, significant buffer that already exists. Many of the trees are going to be removed. You know, there's, they do have solid waste containers here now, because they, one particular time, they had a stockpile area in which, to get away from that, they had these containers which are hidden behind the trees. So there is some buffering areas, existing areas there for buffering, so. And but none of that would be removed. All that would stay the same.
Is there any plans or intention to enhance the buffering along what, I guess that's the eastern part of the property?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you seeking any signage or?
No, sir. It's pretty much just to try to keep
it as is.
Yes.
No additional buildings.
You got it.
I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton.
So where does the property line go around the driveway? Is it that dotted line?
Yeah, this is just, this area here is what we're asking for commercial use. So it would be, you know, 7.5 acres, but it would not be subdivided out. I mean, you know, the whole parcel is 133 acres. And we're just want the 7 acres that's designated as a conditional use area. And there again, the reason why it's, you know, the 7 acres is just because we wanted to include the access just so that it could be used for both the golf course and also the landscape company.
Thank you. And what's in the solid waste containers?
Just debris. They get the debris hauled, yes, like old bushes, no fertilizer.
Any fertilizer stored in?
All the fertilizer stored in the maintenance undercover.
No further questions. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Mr. Lank, and that would be, Mr. Lank, if this application were acted favorably upon by County Council, who had the final say on this, would the parking areas, some of this need to be paved? Before,
our review. Site plan that provides for 10 or more parking spaces, it's required to be paved unless it's waived. Mm-hmm. The commission and council on several occasions have waived that requirement for the similar activities. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And a question for you, Mr. Crouch, would be like the building that was put up a year and a half ago in the AR1, that really doesn't get any review by Sussex Conservation District because it's AR1.
That's correct.
Noticing there's 15 lots, the rear of 15 lots between the old Landing Addition and Willowmere, that could be affected by your stormwater management. I guess my question, do you believe that Mr. Marshall and his partner would be willing to have the plan reviewed by Sussex Conservation District just to see if there might be some measures that they would want you to take to ensure your stormwater was managed on your property?
I don't see that being an issue, Mr. Smith. But
thank
I
you.
Mean, there again.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
All right, so Mr. Lang?
Just to clarify, this business serves the golf course and the golf site to serve others. Pardon me.
Sir, I need you to give your names.
Come on,
give
I'm us sorry.
Your name. That's okay.
My name is Robert Marshall, and I am the property owner.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
What was the question? I didn't quite...
The question was basically been stated, but I just want to clarify. The business serves and maintains the golf course and will be doing maintenance work at other locations.
The golf course maintains its own equipment in the service building. We also do the maintenance on Bay Creek's. Old Landing Golf Course does maintenance on Bay Creek's equipment in that building.
Okay. Well, I understood based on something said previously that Bay Creek maintains the golf course.
But we do.
That's what it sounded like. I just wanted to get
clear. No. Old Landing Golf Course has its own employees, and it maintains the golf course. Sometimes we do use Bay Creek's men to help maintain the golf course, but it's not under contract or anything like that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's fine. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right, Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1889, Robert A. Marshall? Yes, sir. I'm sorry, and you'll be next.
Good evening. I'm Frank Key. I live at 27 Medicaid Court right down the street. Didn't even know these guys were back there. I'm up and down the street all the time. I'm coincidentally a landscape architect, and I find it interesting that they're there, and I'm glad to know it. I think it's a good business to have in the neighborhood.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Jones. My property is located adjacent to this property at 4 Arnell Road, and if I may point to that.
Sure.
That's this property. My house was the first house built adjacent to the golf course property, and it was built in 1984. That area in question was being utilized then for the equipment of the golf course. And I knew that when I built the house. It never has bothered me. There's no noise or confusion. I hear a tractor start up once in a while, but I hear that over from the trailer court too at 6 o'clock in the morning when they want to cut their own grass. So I have absolutely no objection to their continuing what they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Edgar Polite. I am at 20902 Old Landing Road. I have property adjacent right here on the first square. I'll point to that. As we all know, the golf course has been there forever. I have not a problem. Nothing bothers in the morning, so I have no objections at all.
Beg your last name again, please. Thank you. I got you. I just want to make sure.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1889? Anyone on commission have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I do of Mr. Robertson.
Okay.
In this situation, we're considering conditional use of an area of a larger parcel. Is that permissible? Is that a problem?
Yeah, that's not unusual.
Do it all the time.
The ordinance describes the parcel.
It would be a conditional use as a legal description. It's not being subdivided. Right. It just says the boundaries of the conditional use. So yeah. It won't be a subdivided parcel.
So we can address for so inclined for a motion for approval that it's this specific area.
I think that's inherent in the council's.
Well, that's the application.
Because that,
too.
And the ordinance, like I said, has a legal description in the ordinance that identifies very specifically where the property is.
Okay. The legal description is 7.57 acres.
Yeah, it's just that piece of it.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1890, Conley's United Methodist Church.
This application is for a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a church operated and owned thrift shop. to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.55 acres, more or less, lying southwest corner of the intersection of Road 280B, also known as Connolly's Chapel Road, and Road 277, also known as Robinsonville Road.